In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We finished with Days of Glory, but we need to stay in the glory. We need to stay in the presence of God. It was a wonderful 4 days. We saw the action of God, many, many healings, many, many people that were healed, neck injuries, back injuries, people who couldn't move their hands because of arthritis. We saw so many things, and the only thing we did was worship the Lord and hear His word. That's all we did, was worship the Lord and hear His word. I want to invite people to Holy Rosary on Sunday, when we will continue to praise and worship the Lord, because when we do that, the power of God comes, the glory of God comes, and we see Jesus. We see Him manifesting His power. We see Him manifesting His glory. We see Him manifesting Himself. Because you see what the Holy Spirit always does is He always manifests Jesus. He always tells us of Jesus, the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful second person in the Blessed Trinity, the one who was with the Father from all eternity, the one who became flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary by the Holy Spirit. We see Jesus. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He always, always leads us to Jesus. I'm looking at part of Psalm 35. The scripture says, "Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me." Well, you know what? Plead my cause, O Lord. We have a great high priest who ever lives to make intercession for you. Right now, Jesus Christ is at the right hand of the Father, and He is praying for His children who have been washed clean in the blood of Jesus. He is praying for the Father's children who have been washed clean in His blood. He ever lives to make intercession for us. He pleads with the Father for us. And how does He do that? You know, more than words, I just see Jesus the Lord showing the Father His wounded hands and His wounded feet and His wounded side. "Father, You so loved the world that You gave me. You gave me. You gave me. And I died on the cross for them. These are Your children, and I want them to be with You even as I am with You. For You love them even as You love me." That's something, you know. Jesus pleads our cause. He pleads our cause with the Heavenly Father. And the Heavenly Father, you know, isn't someone that's going to reject Jesus. He sent Jesus down so that we might be the children of God. "For everyone who believeth in Him will not perish, but have eternal life." Believes in who? Believes in Jesus. "Fight against them that fight against me." Yes, fight against them that fight against me. And you know what? One way the fight is to happen is the Lord will fight, but when we worship and praise Him, when we adore Him, when we sing praises to His name, He fights against them that fight against us. He opens doors that only He can open. He's God Almighty. He is God Almighty, and He fights my battle. Remember what David said, "The battle is the Lord's. You come against me with sword and scepter, but I come against you in the name of the Lord God of hosts." David knew when he destroyed Goliath that it wasn't his battle. It was the battle that the Lord fought for him. But see, God will only fight for us if we are righteous, if we live by faith. God will only fight for us if we are His children. It's very interesting, you know. He doesn't fight for everybody. You know, people say, you know, why does God do this in your life? I say, you know what? I belong to Him. I belong to Him. I'm not the best person in the whole world, but I know I belong to Him. He is mine and I am His. Thank you, God. Can you say that today? He is mine and I am His. Jesus is mine and I am His. You know, can you say that today? "Take hold of the shield and buckler and stand up for my help. Draw out of also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Yes, fight against our enemies and say unto my soul, you are my salvation. You are my salvation. Lord, you are my salvation. There is salvation in no other name but in the name of Jesus. You are my salvation. You are their salvation. You are our refuge, our strength, our rock, our tower of strength. You are everything, Lord. You are everything. You are our salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. You see, if someone going to try to hurt me, they have to go through the hands of Jesus. That's just the way it is. Same with you if you belong to him. If someone's going to try to hurt you, they have to go through the hands of Jesus. And you know what? I'm going to tell you, I pity those people. I pity those people that try to hurt us because they have to go through the hands of Jesus. And he will fight for us if we are righteous. He will fight for us. You know, I told you the story before when I was on the radio in St. Louis, and I had preached the gospel there for years and years and years. And one night I got a call at 3 o'clock in the morning, and somebody was suicidal in St. Louis, and he called me and woke me up. It was at St. Adelaide's in West Peabody. And he knew he could call me because he knew that I would pray for him. Well, a little weeks and months after that, I received a call from the St. Louis station. It was WCW or something. I don't remember the call letters, but that doesn't make a difference. And there was this young man that said to me, Father Tom, in 2 weeks, we're going to end your program. And I said, what do you mean? He said, in 2 weeks, we're going to end your program because I'm looking for names. I said, you're looking for what? Names. And he says, you're not well known over all the country, is what he was saying. I said to him, sir, I want to tell you something. You're planting stones, and stones don't grow. I have been on this station for 6, 7, 8, 9 years, and I want to tell you, just a couple of weeks ago, I received a call from somebody who was suicidal. They knew that they could call me in the middle of the night. And you know what? You're ripping these people off because you want to make a name for yourself. I said, you're like the people in Babel, wanted to make a name for themselves. But I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do, sir. I'm going to shake the dust off of my feet, and I'm going to let the Lord have what he wants. And the guy said, well, I'm sorry to do this. I said, I forgive you. But, you know, all these little people who depended upon this voice of mine, not that it's the greatest voice in the world, but it is the voice for the broken, the voice for the poor, the voice for the needy, the voice for those that are rejected. I tell you, you have to account for that because you want to make a name for yourself. And I said, I forgive you. You know what? You are responsible for all these little people. And we parted. And, you know, I wasn't mean. I just was being very honest with him. So I laid my head on the desk that day and I said, Lord, if I have pleased you in St. Louis, send me $10,000. Now, I had never prayed that way in my life. I had never prayed that way in my life. I never asked the Lord to send me $10,000. That day, because of this man, I put my head on the desk, and I said, if I have pleased you in St. Louis, you send me $10,000. Nobody heard that but God Almighty. Nobody. I didn't say that on the radio. I didn't tell people that. I told God that. Several days later, it was a holy day, and my mother said, I got a check from St. Louis, and it has a lot of zeros. I think it's either $1,000 or $10,000. Again, nobody in St. Louis heard me say that. And it was from St. Louis, and I got a check for $10,000. And every month since then, this has been years and years and years, he sends me over $1,000 a month to keep on in St. Louis. I tell you, the Lord fights for us. The Lord fights for us. Nobody fights for us but the Lord. We don't have to fight for ourselves. The battle is the Lord's. I remember getting a call from a woman. And the woman asked me to pray for something. And you know, when I get these calls and I listen to them, I pray in tongues. That's all I can do is pray in tongues. And when I pray in the Spirit, that's all I can do. I can't call all these people up because there's too many people, you know? I can't call everybody up, but there's too many people. So anyway, I got another call from the lady saying I was a hypocrite because I didn't call her back. And I just said, Lord, you know what? You have to fight for me because I'm not going to fight, you know? And I received another call from the lady. And the lady said, I apologize for calling you a hypocrite. She said, because the Lord answered my prayers and you must have prayed for me. See, the Lord fought for me. I didn't have to fight for myself. The Lord fought for me. I just had to do what I had to do. You know, I couldn't get angry at the lady, you know. I just, you know, everybody has their shortcomings. Everybody, starting with me. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that desire my hurt. You see, the Lord will fight for you. Let them be as chaff or chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. You know, I don't even wish evil on my enemies. I'd rather say what Jesus says. Jesus said, pray for your enemies. Pray for those who hurt you. Don't hate them. It's easier to pray for them. And, you know, and you know, if you've got an enemy, you know, you cannot pray. I don't want you to pray long. Just pray a Hail Mary or pray an Our Father. You don't have to pray long for your enemies. Just ask the Lord to bless them and to keep them far from you. You know, if they're an enemy and they cause you to sin, or if they're an enemy and they cause you to get angry, you have to look at why you get angry, and then you pray for them and you ask the Lord to keep them far from you. That's all you need to do. So, who will fight for you? Well, I have in the corner of this ring, his name is the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will fight for us. And he ever lives to make intercession for us at the Father's right hand. Jesus ever lives to make intercession for us at the Father's right hand. He is the one who pleads our cause. We do not have to fight for ourselves. Now, the next psalm is Psalm 37, and I'm looking at it. It says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious because of the workers of iniquity. You know, one of the things that troubles a lot of Christians is that they're jealous of what other people have. They're jealous of what other people have. Let me just tell you, jealousy will lead you nowhere. Jealousy, and first of all, you don't know what that other person is carrying. You don't know his or her heartache. Don't ever be envious of people. Be envious of Christians that you want more, okay? Be envious in such a way that you'll pray better. Be envious of Christians that have a lot more than you have. Be envious in such a way that you'll surrender better. You know what I'm saying? But do not be envious over goods and over things and over cars and over trucks and over whatever you are envious over, thinking that you wish you had what they had. Well, if you wish you had what they had, maybe you better get their troubles too. You know, I don't want anything that God doesn't give me. I don't want anything that I don't get from God. Do you understand what I'm saying? I want what God gives me. That's all I want. I don't want anything else. And the Lord knows how to take care of himself, and he knows how to take care of those who trust in him. For these people that are workers of iniquity, they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither like the green herb. You must know what he's talking about. In the Holy Land, during the summer, the beautiful, beautiful herbs and wildflowers come up. But by the end of the day, because it's so hot, they're all burnt. They're all burnt to a crisp. They don't last very long. Let me tell you, your enemies don't last very long. Let the Lord fight for you. Let the Lord be your fighter. Let the Lord be your the one in the ring, you know, that cares for you. Don't fight yourself. It takes too much effort to fight yourself. Then the next line is something I'm telling everybody, starting with me. Trust in the Lord. Oh my. I don't care if you're a Christian since Sunday. The Lord is calling you to trust in the Lord. I don't care if you've been a Christian for 60 years. Trust in the Lord and do good. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall you dwell in the land, and verily shall you be fed. Trust in the Lord and do good. Again, I'm telling you that you're going to tithe your money, because that is a sign of trusting in the Lord. You know, when we tithe our money, I tell you, 10% off the top, God takes care of us. That's a real sign that I trust in the Lord, that I'm not waiting for someone else to give me something. I have only one supplier. His name is God the Father, and his name is Jesus Christ the Son, and his name is the Holy Spirit. One God in three divine persons. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. He is my supplier. Who is your supplier? Listen, everything that you trust in will dry up eventually. Everything you trust in will dry up eventually. But those who trust in the Lord and do good, they shall dwell in the land. What land? The land of peace. The land of peace. And listen to what Isaiah says in the 53rd chapter. Listen to what he says. He, talking about Messiah, is despised and rejected of men. A man of sorrows on the cross, acquainted with grief, yes, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. On the cross, surely he hath borne our weaknesses, our griefs, and carried our sorrows, and we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he, Jesus Christ, was wounded for our transgressions. He, Jesus Christ, was bruised for our iniquities. He had the chastisement of our peace. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. He is the one that gives us our peace because of the cross, because Jesus died on the cross. He gives us our peace. Our peace comes from the man that went to the cross out of love for us. Our peace comes from Jesus, who gave his life for us. Trust in the Lord and do good. He gave his life for you, and you shall dwell in the land, and verily shall you be fed. Amen. Trust in the Lord and do good. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Yes, how do we desire to delight ourselves in the Lord? I love you, Lord Jesus. I love you, Lord Jesus. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. He knows how to do that. Do you need an automobile? I tell you, he'll give you one. He'll give you one. I don't know if he'll give it to you point blank. You might have to pay for it, but he'll supply the funds. If you trust in the Lord, if you make the Lord your trust, and you know, I know how difficult that is, especially if you've lost a job and unemployment is going to run out in 1 or 2 weeks, trusting in the Lord. And you know what? I'm telling you, because you've kept what you've kept, you haven't tithed. And I know it's difficult. I know it's difficult. It causes a lot of faith to tithe an unemployment check. It causes faith. You need faith to tithe an unemployment check. But you know what? You've got nothing to lose because you're behind the eight ball as it is. Oh, my Lord, trust in the Lord and do good, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And the desires of your heart is peace. Upon him is the chastisement that makes us whole, and he is our peace. And by his stripes we were healed. Commit your way to the Lord. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. He shall bring it to pass. Whatever the it is that you need, He shall bring it to pass. Trust in the Lord. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. The best thing to do is in the morning to get on your knees and say, Jesus, I commit my way to you. I make you my Lord of this day. Do with me what you want. I give you permission. I give you permission. Trust in the Lord. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall give you and bring you. He shall bring it to pass. Whatever it is, He shall bring it to pass. He knows how to bring it to pass. And He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your judgment as the noonday. Then it says something that sounds so very difficult. You know, because we are always trying to butt into God's plan. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him, you know. You know, when they were about to cross the Red Sea, the Lord gave them the most difficult commandment. He said, I tell the people that every one of them to be quiet and to be still. And you know what was happening? In the background, they could hear the chariots of the Egyptians. And in the front, they could see the Red Sea. And Moses told them, be still. No noise. Don't fret. It's time to trust the Lord. And as they were still, and as Moses proceeded through the sea opened. Hallelujah. But I tell you, the hardest thing that God said that time was rest, trust in the Lord, rest in the Lord, wait patiently for Him. That doesn't mean we don't do our work. If you have no job, you've got to go looking for a job. You've got to make applications. You've got to pray to be led. 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 I guess this is something the Lord wants us to say. Pray to be led. Pray to be led. Yes. To be led by Christ. To be led by His Spirit. Pray to be led. Pray to be led. Pray to be led. Pray to be led. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for the Lord. Fret not yourself because of him who prospers in his way, because the man who bringeth forth wicked devices will pass. I tell you, don't be envious. Don't be envious. It doesn't get you anywhere. Don't be envious. Be thankful for what you have. You say, but I don't have much. Well, you know what? When we go out on the streets on Saturday, I see how much I have. I have a bed. I know where I'm going to lay my head at night. I have food. I know that I'm going to eat during the day. What about the people that are outdoors that have been evicted from their homes? My Lord, you say you don't have very much? Come out with us on a Saturday and see these beautiful people. They're so thankful. They're so grateful that somebody cares for them. They're so thankful. They're so grateful that somebody cares for them. And we should be so grateful for all that we have, so grateful for all the Lord has given us. You say, but I don't have much. You've got lots. I guess you're as blind as I am. Sometimes I think, you know, I don't have much. But you see, all that I have comes from Him. All that I have comes from Him. And He'll give me the desire of my heart if I trust in Him. If I trust in Him. Lord Jesus Christ, help us to trust you. Lord Jesus Christ, give us the charismatic gift of trust. Lord Jesus Christ, help us to commit our way to you, because then you will give us the desire of our hearts. Oh, Jesus, I worship you, I praise you, I bless you. Heavenly Father, as we come to you through Jesus, your Son, we praise you, we bless you, we worship you, we glorify you, we honor you. And you know, Heavenly Father, we trust you. We trust you for our finances. We trust you for everything else. And if we've messed up, we ask forgiveness, and it's time to trust the Lord again. Trust in the Heavenly Father. Trust in Him who pleads your cause. His name is Jesus. Trust in Jesus. He pleads your cause. He is our peace. He is our sanctification. He is our justification. By his blood, hallelujah, we have been set free. By his blood, hallelujah, we have been healed. By his blood, we are justified, sanctified. Oh, hallelujah for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah for the blood of the Lamb. I do thank you for listening to me. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the word of God. I received two letters stating how they are encouraged by these broadcasts. Please, we need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills. I don't tell you how much to send. Seek the Lord and ask him, do you want me to send Father Tom money for in season and out of season? Do you want me to send Father Tom money for in season and out of season? If you do, how much? How much, Lord? You show me. Remember what our Blessed Mother said. Do whatever he tells you to. Do whatever Jesus tells you to. Don't do more and don't do less. Hear the voice of the Lord. He said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. Wonderful Jesus, I ask you to bless these good people today, especially those who are envious. Take it away from them. I ask you to bless these people today, especially those without jobs. Lead them. Guide them. Amen. Alleluia. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.